Well, blessed people, the Lord Jehovah has spoken with me again this afternoon about the super glorious Menengai 6 Grand Mega Historic Revival Healing Service. This is absolutely very historic now, very record-breaking. The Lord Almighty is speaking continuously and speaking non-stop to the people about the super glorious Grand Mega Historic Nakuru Menengai 6 Revival Healing Service. This is now very historic because the Lord is speaking again and again and again and again about this meeting. It is unbelievable what is going to happen at the Nakuru Menengai 6, the Grand Mega Super Glorious Historic Revival Healing Service. Because at this point, he has spoken again and again many times about this meeting. So this afternoon, the Lord showed me that meeting, very, very massive, very massive. And the massive healing anointing that hits the meeting. Then the Lord said, the meeting will be big, with the emphasizing big, meaning very big. He said, the meeting will be big, emphasizing big, meaning very big, very monumental, very humongous, astronomical, blessed people, like an ocean of people and cripples from every direction, from the end. From the end of the meeting, cripples are going to be walking. Many, many thousands of families are going to be set free. You know, there are many families in this land who are totally detained and abandoned with a cripple in the home. They carry the cripple in the morning to put in the sun, to dry in the sun. And then in the evening, they carry back in the house. They find the cripple has soiled herself or himself there. They have to wash the cripple. When they go to the market to come back, they find the cripple. The cripple is asleep, you know, in the mud when it has rained. It's a very, very painful scenario, blessed people. Very, very serious time. And so at this hour, the Lord Almighty, he has spoken very seriously about coming to set the Kenyan families, and many are coming from Uganda, Tanzania, and many nations. They too, plus those tuned in, will be set free. But in Kenya here, you know, the African cripple is normally on the soil, pulling themselves on the soil. The African cripple is normally pulling themselves on the soil. So you can imagine. It is unbelievable right now that the Lord has now decided to come and deliver many families from crippledness. Some have been there for 20 years, 30 years. The cripples have become old, become bigger people now. To carry them is quite a task. And sometimes, you know, they fall sick because of the circumstance in the down at the soil. They have to use their hands as they crawl, the same hands they use for eating. So sometimes they're infected, they fall sick and die. But, you know, the Lord has promised this time around to bring his mega prophets to Nakuru and show grace and mercy and love to this land, to the cripples of this land, to the families that have cripples, blind. It's a very painful thing to see a blind child walking and knocking things and breaking the foot and falling down. And it's also very, very sad to talk to your child and the child is simply looking at you. Does not hear what you are saying. Totally quiet since birth, 10 years later, 6 years later, 5 years, 4, 3. And many other conditions, the Lord is going to heal cancer, diabetes, hypertension, tumors, cleanse leprosies, and many. There is no limit to the healing. But you can tell, the Lord said today again, this afternoon, after speaking this past night, this afternoon again, he said the meeting will be big, emphasizing big, as in humongous, enormous, blessed people. Many families are going to be set free of charge, without any payment, by the way. And so the grace of God that brings salvation and deliverance has come now to all people. And so God Almighty has promised a very big visitation again. He showed me the meeting this afternoon. And we remember too well, on February 27, 2024 this year, God the Holy Spirit visited with me in bodily form. God himself came all the way from heaven, and he lighted and stood on my left prophetic finger and spoke with me. And then the next part is the Lord God glorifies me in the meeting. I'm able to see the Nakuru Menengai meeting, and as I'm walking away, I see the two prophets of God walking away, and then the cloud of God coming from heaven, super white, glorious cloud, the holiest, most glorious, then cover my back and my head, and I enter into the glory and become transfigured in there, and then come out. Very, very powerful, blessed people, very serious right now. And then, you see, I will be walking away, and then as I walk, I turn my head a little bit towards the left as I'm walking. Those who are going to be able to record it will be recording from the back, from the back. Probably from in front, they will record from the side also, but what the Lord has shown me is that it will be captured from the back. And I know that the Lord, in his grace, might open that you may see that glory also from the front or the sides. Now, in the book of John, chapter 17, if you read verses 1 to 5, he says the following. He says, again, Jesus prays to be glorified. That is the subtitle. Jesus prays to be glorified. Meaning, Jesus is praying to the Father, that the Father may glorify him. After Jesus said this, he looked up towards heaven and prayed. He looked in the direction where God is. That is the direction you always see the mega prophets of the Bible, the ancient prophets of Yahweh. You see them when they're praying, they lift up their hands towards up, they face up. When they're calling for rain, or they're asking the Father to come and heal the poor people, the humble people who are kept in this condition for a long time, crippled, blind, deaf, mute. So after Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. John 17 verse 2 says, for you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Verse 3. Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. He's defining eternal life very powerfully, to know God as the only one and true God. And then, to know Christ Jesus as the only one he has sent. So, meaning all the other idol worship you see all over the earth, that does not conform to this, will not see eternal life. They will see eternal lake of fire. And then he says, he goes on to say verse 4, I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. Verse 5 he says, and now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. That is very serious, blessed people. Very, very serious situation that he has presented there. At a time when I'm talking about the Lord coming to glorify his servants at Menengai 6, at a time when I'm talking about the Lord coming to unveil his glory, to bring healing to those that the world has no equipment to address their disability. And you see very clearly that the Lord Jesus is asking the Father to glorify him. And he's saying also in verse 5 that he has glorified the Father, but even most importantly, he says that the Father should now give him the glory, the original glory that he had with the Father in the beginning before incarnation, before he came to the earth to die for the sin of man. Meaning, the life on this earth is totally separated from the glory of God, owing to the fall in the garden. So the glory of God, resident in the image of God and the likeness of God that was given to mankind at creation, was lost. That glory of God in the image and likeness of God that mankind got from the Lord was lost because of sin. And so Jesus underscores it here in the book of John chapter 17, verses 1 and 5. And he says, in the beginning, he had glory with the Father, eternal glory before creation. He was in glory with the Father. And then, when he came to the earth, he had to separate from that glory. So the life on this earth after the fall of Adam and Eve is totally separated from the glory of God. And that's why when you hear me saying that the Lord is coming to glorify me, or you see the Lord transfigure me in Kisumu, transfigure me in Helsinki, glorify me at Menengai, Nakuru, Menengai 4, Menengai 5, all these, when you see all this glorification, God's glory coming, you see me calling the glory of God, calling the Father in His glory, that is God Almighty saying that the immeasurable glory of God, the presence of God, the residence of God. Remember, the glory of God is not an attribute of God at all. The glory of God is where God stays, where He dwells. That's the dwelling of God. That is the nature of God that people see. That is what distinguishes God from mankind, from humanity, from creation. And that distance between the glory of God, God in His glory and creation, is the sin, the effect of the sin in the garden. So when God Almighty is saying that He's coming to glorify His servants, He's speaking tremendous right there. He's talking about the fact that mankind, the earth is far separated from His glory, and He intends that those who are His own may finally be reunited with the original glory on that day of rapture. And He's simulating this, representing this, displaying this, illustrating this, demonstrating this again and again. Very, very powerful time. Even the glory that pours when cripples get up and walk, the things that in this life are impossible, they are an impossibility. Cripples walking, blind seeing, instant deaf hearing, instant mute speaking, all these things that have defeated this life. Many, many mass number of cripples walking, and massive. Many, many cripples, many blind, many deaf, many mute. All that, when the Lord is doing that, manifesting His glory in that form also, then He's essentially saying that He intends those who are His own, who have accepted Christ, who know Him, have gotten to know the Father through Christ. Those ones He intends now to unite them with the original glory, that they may be in the presence of God, separated from sin. It's a tremendous message. And He's also speaking definitely about His mega prophets. He's saying, look, for them they are so holy, I visit them like I am settling on the mercy seat. That one, even a child can tell you that. So very powerful, blessed people. Constant conversation many times about Nakuru Menengai 6. And God the Father by voice, He said, the meeting will be big. And that is stretched big by His voice. That big is the emphasis on big, meaning massive, very huge, humongous. The Messiah is coming. Blessed people, let everybody prepare. Thank you.